Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We would like to welcome our radio audience and want you to know that you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to know that we have an excited word for you on today, and we want you to know that God, He is God, and that He is God all by Himself. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we lift your name up high. We give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. For your word saith, if I be lifted up, you said that you will draw all men unto you. And Father, we just thank you for the word of God that you have given us for the day. We thank you, God, that your people can rejoice because you are God and that you are God all by yourself. In Jesus' name. This morning, we're going to be coming from the book of Psalms. We're going to choose the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. And if I would use as a topic, I would use, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we're going to begin to read from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank God for the word of God today, because when we look at the book of Psalms, that 23rd chapter, the word of God tells us and reminds us, those that are saved, those that are born again, those that have been able to say yes to his will and yes to his way, to remind us, even as David with confidence said, that the Lord is my shepherd. I like that because he made it personal. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I say to you this morning that you have to know who God is to you. David said that he is my shepherd. He is his shepherd. And because he is his shepherd, the word of God tells us that David said, he said that I shall not want. Let's walk this thing out here this morning to let us know, because he said that I shall not want, and let us know that he will not like anything, whether it is spiritually, physically, or financially. He is not going to like anything. Why? Because the Lord is his shepherd, and he said that I shall not want. Whatever I need, whatever that I've been seen to be one of, maybe that come before me each and every day, that I realize that I don't have to worry because I have a shepherd that's watching over me, that's going to protect me, that's going to lead me, that's going to guide me, that's going to take me through the day. So because he is my shepherd, and because he is watching over me, and because he's going to protect me, and because he is going to make provision for me, in other words, he's going to provide for me, even as I remember David said, he said in the word of God, he said in one chapter, he said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So therefore, he knew who his God was. He knew where his dependence lies, and whatever he needed, he knew that God was there for him. Isn't it good this morning to have a relationship with God? Isn't it great this morning to know who God is? Oh my God, he knew that because he had God in his life, that he did not have to worry. He didn't have to go through certain things that maybe the world will go through, because he was like of a shepherd. We can have that security to know that whatever our needs is, whatever you may be going through today, or whatever it was that is before you, that you can know that God, he is our shepherd. And I like, as I said before, that David made it personal. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I believe, as a believer, as one that trust God, one that has their dependency upon him, one that has confidence in him, that you too can say that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And he went forth to say that he said that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down. Oh my God. Oh my God. He, when I think about the pastures, when I begin to think about the green pastures, oh, he's not going to make me lie down in an uncomfortable place, but he's going to allow me, and he's going to make me to lie down in a place of comfort. Oh, I can imagine, and as I can even visualize the grass, the green grass. Have you ever seen the green grass, beautiful grass, grass that the blades and that are so they are long, and they it seems so cushiony, and it makes you that, hey, that I can lay down in that place of comfort. So here he is saying that he making me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, God is going to provide for us, and God's going to give us those things in life that we need. God's going to make a way when it seems to be no way. And there are maybe times in other people's lives wherein they don't have a place of comfort, of being a place of comfort. But God, he will give us that place, and he'll make us lie down in green pastures. And not only that, the word tells us that he leadeth me beside the sea of water. And when I began to look at that verse there, it let us know, don't you remember, don't you get even visualize, you can go back into your scripture and focus on David, because he was one that had, he had the sheep, and he took care of the sheep, and not only that, but he was the sheep shepherd, and he took very, very good care of the sheep because he loved the sheep. You know, anybody that you're going to take care of, anybody that you're going to take special interest in, oh my God, you grow to love them, and you're kind, and you want them to only have the best. And if there's something going wrong in their life, that you are going to try to make sure that they be at peace, and that things that seem to be not right, that you will correct it and make it right. So David, you can imagine, as he had the sheep, and the sheep one of them may have strayed, and from the fold that he had, but David, he went after those sheep, or that sheep, because he loved the sheep. They got caught in a thistle. They got caught in certain ways that things that would cause the life of that sheep. If the enemy, a wolf, came up against that sheep, David was there in order to protect that sheep. So we see here that the word tells us that he lead me beside the still water. And here we see that David was so protective, and he wanted the sheep to be at peace. And the sheep don't like a lot and didn't like a lot of noise. Like, they are different than cattle. Because cattle, you know, they can still withstand the noise, and they was rough, and they wasn't as the sheep was. But David was able to lead the sheep beside the still water, the water that wasn't enraged, the water that was calm, so that they'll be able to drink, so they'll be able to get the water, get the nourishment through that water that they needed. That's the same way that God is with his people. He will lead you into those still water. Somebody needs to know today that God, he will lead you beside the still water, where there's no raging, where there is, where it may be uncomfortable, and maybe that people may be going through something today that they think that it's uncomfortable position of where they may be, but God, he will give you that peace. He will lead you in a place that you can be able to be at peace. He will lead you beside that still water so you can think, so you can be able to get what you need. Hallelujah. And so I thank God for the word of God, and for the shepherd leading his sheep, how David led his sheep. And God let us know, even through this word, that even as David relied upon God, that we have to rely upon him. Oh my God. Oh, the sheep had to rely upon David. They couldn't do anything without David. If they strayed from David, they could be in danger. Oh my God. Oh, from their surroundings, from the things that could come up against them. But when he knew that the sheep knew that they could rely upon the shepherd. They stayed with the shepherd. They stayed with him. And that's the same way that we should know within ourselves that when we have a shepherd, when we have a shepherd and we have given our lives to him and we have trusted him to take care of us, that we can have that confidence to know no matter what comes up in our life, that we can know that he is there, that he will not leave us, he will not forsake us, but he will be there forever with us. I thank God for a God that I can rely on, a God that I can depend on, a God that I can have faith and confidence in. He said that he'll never leave us. He said that he will never forsake us. And then in the word of God, in that third verse, he restoreth my soul. Oh, when I need to be restored, when I need to be replenished on the inside, when I need God to make a difference on the inside, when I've gone through a day and it has seemed to be a day that has just taken things, tried to take things out of me, I can rely upon him to restore. He restores my soul. And he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God, we can be assured that God is going to lead us into the path of righteousness. He is not going to lead us into areas that is uncomfortable per se. When I'm saying he's not going to lead us in areas of uncomfortable, yes, we are going to go through things in our lives as sheep, as a people of God. Because even as the word of God said, that even as he has suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer, well, we're going to go through some things in our life. But he's going to restore. He's going to cause us to be built up. We go through things in order to make us strong, to make us capable, to cause us to be able to be more than conquerors in our lives. You know, we don't want to be a Minnie Mouse, but we want to be the vessel that God has ordained for us to be. I don't want to be anything other than that which God has called me to be. So therefore, if we let God stay before us and lead us and guide us, he will lead us and guide us into the path of righteousness. And he'll do it for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil. Oh, no matter how the enemy will come up. Many times David had to go through things in his life. Many times Saul had come up against David because of the fact of his jealousy, because he was envious, because he was a man of God, because he was a man after God's own heart. Many times David had to go through things, and when Saul was coming after him and wanted to take his life. But there are certain things that you have gone through in your life, but you got to know that God is with you. You ought to take comfort, even as David is giving us comfort this morning through the word of God. It doesn't matter, because all you need to know that God is with you. You don't have to fear. He said, I will fear no evil. Because why? Because God is there. The sheep didn't really have to fear because David was there protecting them. Oh, my God. He was there watching over them. And the same as God is watching over us. It may be midnight or early in the morning or all during the day. You can rest assured that God is watching over you. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fear because why? Because you have your trust and your confidence and your faith in the Almighty God. He said, for you are with me. I believe that again. And even as we read the word of God this morning, talk about the word of God this morning, he said, for you are with me. And when I see that verse there, part of this verse 4, that he had that blessed assurance to say that God was with him. He said, for you are with me. Somebody needs to know, and somebody needs to have that assurance, no matter what difficulty that you may be going through today, or whatever you went through on yesterday. You have to know that God is with you. You have to know that you don't have to fear no evil. David knew that he could rely upon God. He said, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, my God, to know that no matter what I go through, no matter how many tears that I may shed, no matter the tears that may run down my cheek or run down your cheek, you have to know, even through it all, that you have to know that God is with you. There's a song that says, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all, no matter what, I can rely upon him. No matter what, I can depend on my God, your shepherd, and your staff, they comfort me. He knew that God would comfort him no matter what he went through. And he realized that because he knew how he felt about the sheep that he had. You know, sometimes we go through things and we have different areas in our life. And even as God allowed David to be a shepherd, it wasn't just being a shepherd, but in the matter of him taking care of sheep, God knew that it was going to be a day that he was going to take care and make and provide for the people and be there for the people, and that he had a leader, that he was going to be a leader. God was grooming him and making him. Sometimes we go through things in our lives, and God is taking that interest and that part of us that he is going to use to go forth for him. Sometimes we don't understand why we go through certain things in our lives. But when we look back on David, when we look upon what God had for him and what the things and the struggles that he had gone through, yet we know that God was with him. Don't you remember when even when God had sent Samuel to anoint a king? Oh, my God, it let us know that even at all of his brothers, when the man of God came, they looked at the brothers, and they didn't really look at David because he didn't have that stature. He was out there with the sheep and all of that. Sometimes, and they didn't really think that he would be the quality. He would be what God was looking for. And maybe that's what you are thinking today, maybe I don't have what somebody else expects me to have in order to go to do those things that God has called me to do. But when if God be for you, it is more than they that be against you. David was the chosen one. You know, David, no matter how handsome, how tall, how well-groomed the others may have been, if God is for you, it is more than they that will be against you. And if God be for you, what God has for you, you can be assured that it is for you. Same it was with David. So David learned how to trust, learn how to lean on Jesus, learn how to have that confidence in him. And then in that fifth verse, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, look at what he is saying. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You know, sometimes you go through struggles and the enemy come may come against you, but yet you may be in a desert place, and you may be going through some struggles or things in your life, and the enemy may be on your heel, but you have to realize that even in the wilderness, even in and when it seems to be no way, because when we look at the wilderness, it seems that in our mentality that there is really not too much to desire in the wilderness. But the word tells us this morning that even in a place where it seems like you may not prosper, the word of God tells us, even when the enemies come up against you, even when he tries, the enemies come like a flood. He said that the word let us know that David said that in reminding and saying to God that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, I mean, when the enemy thought that you were down and out, and maybe you didn't have, and it looks like you didn't have what they have. But then God will open the windows of heaven for you, and he will pour out blessings for you, and he will prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemy. Somebody thought that you wasn't going to have that T-bone steak. Oh, somebody thought that you wasn't going to have that potato with sour cream and butter. Come on. But God prepared the way. He prepared the table for you. And it just wasn't any kind of table, but God prepared that table for you. He made a way for you when it didn't seem like it's going to be no way. God prepared the way. He made your enemies your footstool. He opened the windows of heaven. And under the blessings of the Lord was made plentiful in your life. The word said, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I don't know about you, but have you ever been anointed and someone anoint you with oil? Have you ever been wherein that maybe the oil was not there in the natural, but you can feel the oil on your head? You can feel oil without even the natural oil being put on your head. The word said, that's when I believe that the Lord will anoint your head with oil, his oil. And it says, my cup runneth over. I am more than enough. When it runs over, it's not a fourth full. It's not half full. It's not just full, but the cup runneth over plentiful and is fresh. My cup runneth over. I am more than enough. And then it tells us, it says, surely, David says, surely, goodness and mercy. Come on. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Can't we see that love that David had for God and the confidence that he had for God to be able to say goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? Can you not say that this morning, that goodness, no matter what is before you, that goodness going to follow you that all during the day, and not only all during the day, but goodness will follow you all during the night and this afternoon and all 24 hours of this day. Goodness and mercy, both of them, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and not just a few days, but as long as I live. David was saying, you know, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he said that I will. He's saying this with confidence. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we can believe God, when we can stand on God's word, when we can know who God is. Oh, I like what David said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Somebody needs to be assured and reassured and to know who God is. See, when we know who God is, then we can walk in faith. When we know who God is, we can walk in his anointing. When we know who God is, we don't have to be afraid. When we can know who God is, we can walk a straight and a narrow pathway. When we know who God is, you can know that, hey, I am a survivor. I can make it. Even in the wilderness, even when I don't see things going that my way or the things going the way that I desire them to go, I know that the Lord is my shepherd. Today we have to have confidence in God to know who he is. And the word of God let us know that in his word, says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And only thing that we need to realize that we need the word. We need God. We need him to be in our lives. We need to allow him the word of God to restore us and cause the word to be activated on the inside of us so that we can know and we can trust God. If we don't know God, it's very difficult for us to trust God. The word says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we got to know that God, he is my shepherd. He is my life. He is my salvation. He is everything that I need. And that's what David was saying to us this morning through the word of God. That's what God is saying to us today, to you, our radio audience, to let you know that God is, and to remind you who he is. He is just not an average man. An average man can't take care of us the way that God can take care of us and provide, but make provision for us. Can't do it, no matter how hard they try. But if we can put our trust and our confidence and our faith in God, we will know that it's going to be all right. It is going to be all right. You know why? Because it is all right. You know why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day that we can come into your presence. We thank you, God, today for being our shepherd. God, one that we can trust in. And even as your servant says, I will lift and we will lift up our eyes unto the hill, will cometh our help. We realize, God, that our help cometh from you who has made the heaven and the earth. Therefore, God, we rely upon you to continually to take care of us. We rely upon you, God, to take us through life. We rely upon you, God, to make us better, to make us stronger, to cause us to be bolder, to cause us, God, to be courageous, to cause us, God, to go forth for you in greater and mightier way. And God, to know, God, that you are God. You are the Alpha and Omega. God, you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Nissa. God, you are banner. We thank you, God, this morning that you are Jehovah Shalom. God, that you are the God of peace. And not only that, that you are Jehovah Raphia. You are our healer. And God, our trust is in you on today and every day. Lord, when we are sleeping and when we are about our daily occupations, God, you are with us. Lord, continually bless your people. God, we thank you for blessing your people. We thank you, God, for restoring them in the areas that they need to be restored in. Thank you, God, for their eyes is continually upon you. And Lord, even now, I pray that those that are weary, those that are, God, that have gone through many things on yesterday, Lord, let it be a great day for them on today. And God, build them up and strengthen them and give them that courage and give them that peace that they need. And Father, I thank you for it even now. Say, I pray, God, even now, even as your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, your word says that we shall be saved. Those that are not saved, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray now, even now, God, that you would save, deliver, and make them free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on this Friday, where God is still making provision and where God is still providing. May God bless and keep you in our